T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The day is coming soon, I am confident, when justice will be served.
And I want you guys to know that he will stand up for any injustice everywhere.
We should want the White House to be opened up.
You can work to protect folks, and you can also work to put people back to work.
She emails herself and writes this memo, which in the annals of government is one of the funniest damn memos you'll ever read.
I don't think anybody in private ever disagrees with me when I say it's bullshit the way people grandstand for cameras in here.
Happy Friday. A little necessary distraction there, don't you think, from what else is going on? Now we're back to talking about the politics in the Senate, mm-hmm. and the fact that there is some grandstanding going on. That's for sure.
And I'm the one that edited that clip, and still every time it comes up, I think, ooh, where's he going?
it was Senator Ben Sasse. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that he was kind of targeting that toward Lindsey Graham, wasn't he?
I don't know. In the clip I saw, Dick Durbin was there too. But to be honest, I didn't get the full context. I needed something light to break up this craziness, and thought he made a good, funny point. So,
yeah. So let's let the people hear the full soundbite from Ben Sasse, if you don't mind. Cut 17.
Mr. Chairman, before you go to Senator Cruz, can we get a sense of how long we're going to be here?
Yeah.
Because some of us have other committees, and with all due respect, I don't think anybody in private ever disagrees with me when I say it's bullshit the way people grandstand for cameras in here. The reality is, if we didn't have cameras in this room, the discussion would be different. The Senate doesn't work. It doesn't diffuse the partisan tensions. They're leading the country toward dissolution. I'm for transparency. I'm for print reporters being everywhere. I'm for audio transcripts being everywhere. But 90% of our committees are about people trolling for sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong. We watched it through the entire impeachment proceedings, right? With mm-hmm. people waiting for their 5 minutes, not so they could ask a question, but so that they could hypothesize and basically make some sort of a headline grabbing statement. So he's right. Mm-hmm. And then both sides do it. There's no doubt about that.
And him making that statement about other people making statements gave him headline grabbing soundbite that I trolled for. It all comes full circle.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
wrap
amazing.
Your brain around that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So that's where they are in the Senate. Today we are covering what happened overnight, which fortunately was rather peaceful, right? It's good that we can mm-hmm. announce that this morning. There were lots of marches and protests yesterday, you know, in memory of George Floyd. Right here in Brentwood, right? They blocked the highway briefly down there overnight. And there were no reports of violence that we know of. I don't know if there were any arrests or not, but I have been communicating with several police officers this morning who told me that they were impressed by and large with the crowd. There were a few obscenities thrown at the police, but beyond that, for the most part, it was more peaceful. in Florissant, they had some National Guard members up there, apparently, just in case, outside of the police department in that area when the crowds marched by. But again, no problems. So we're happy to report that this morning. And importantly, there was a march for David Dorn yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I think that's fantastic. We're going to get to all that here in just a second. I do want to tell you that coming up a little later, I've got Missouri Senator Andrew Koenig joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. The governor signed the bill that the legislature passed regarding mail-in balloting. I don't know how you feel about that. I kind of feel that the last few days have uncovered the lie that people being out in public is going to cause major COVID problems, because suddenly our authorities don't seem to be too worried about it. Other than the fact that, of course, according to Sam Page, if you're a rioter and you're an anarchist, would you please go home for 14 days and,
yep,
and
gotta quarantine
yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
I mean, I think I'm seeing a couple of stories where they're talking about like about increases in cases. But right. What I'm not seeing is the fact that isn't part of that, at least due to the fact that the number of tests have significantly increased as well, because we're trying to get as many tests done as possible.
I would think,
or does that not? I don't know.
I would think the key would be hospitalizations and
right.
deaths, not just
positive the number
COVID
of cases.
Tests.
We need to look at the hospitals and deaths.
True, very true. Let's find out what Annie Fry thinks about all this.
Back up, you creep.
So beat the drum with me.
Get away from me.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
Good morning, Annie Fry. Welcome into the program this morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday. I'm so happy to say happy Friday.
it's been a week, hasn't it?
Oh, this week has been a year. Good grief. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. I mean, it really is exhausting for anybody to try to consume what is taking place in our country right now and to give heart to it and pay attention to what's going on. Because, you know, I'm more convinced in this last week. Hear me out. I'm more convinced in this last week that we have more, that our population is made up of more people with common sense, with good intentions, and with fear of saying the wrong thing, that many are often quiet, or the ones who are brave who speak up. The intentions are so often very well intended, but there's this small, really, really noisy faction of people, and I am not talking about the people necessarily who are marching in the streets. I'm talking about the people on social media, where you can't win for trying. And you know, when we're all watching, last week we saw what happened to George Floyd. We all agreed. We knew that what happened to George Floyd was wrong. If there were, you know, if you looked at what happened, what that officer did to George Floyd, and you saw that knee on that neck, it doesn't take much to look at that and say, that shouldn't be happening. No. You know, regardless of whether George Floyd deserved to be in handcuffs, there's absolutely no excuse for him to be dead right now. And we all agreed. So what ends up happening is people, you know, I think we have two issues in our country, and one of them is an underlying prejudice that exists. And I think prejudice and racism are very different. I think that many people have prejudices in their life. I know that I will, come upon a certain circumstance and analyze it, and I will need to make sure that whatever my initial gut reaction, that I use my head and not just my heart when that happens, and then flip the script and use my heart, not just my head. When we start acting upon prejudices that we have, you know, and that can go two ways. That can go from a black or a white person seeing a police officer, you know, like we all kind of have this feeling when we see a cop. And for some of us, cops make us feel very safe. And for other people, cops can make us feel anxious. And you don't have to be black to have that feeling necessarily. And you don't have to be white to feel safe when you see cops. So we have to ask, we have to analyze that. We have to ask ourselves questions about why we feel the way we feel when we see police officers. And we have to know that just because our initial onset of seeing a police officer, a person in a uniform, we have to know the intention of the vast majority of police officers is to protect and serve. They're there walking next to these protesters to protect the protesters. That's why they're there. I mean, it's when you see these protesters and you see police officers surrounding them, they're there to make sure that the protesters can do their protest peacefully, that they can be safe. And you know, it's all about perspective. So I think that when you see people with those good intentions, whose heart hurts for people who feel disenfranchised, who don't know what it's like to be, you know, the phrase that I've had of my people have called in and talked about on my show, some black individuals have talked about like driving while black. Sure. And knowing what it's like to see a police officer behind you, regardless if they've turned their lights on, if you're a black individual, seems to be different than when you're a white individual. We all have different perspectives and experiences. I think the only way we're going to get past this moment in time and make it is if we ease up on one another and stop trying to you know, crucify one another if somebody tries to speak. It's like we need to do a lot of shut up and listening right now, and maybe we'd be better for it.
Drew Brees pops to mind.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Drew Brees, the quarterback of the Saints, said? Now, here's a guy who just recently donated, I don't know, something like $5 million to COVID relief in Louisiana. The folks at NBC were all over him, praising him for what a great guy he was. That Hoda Kotb, who works up there, was brought to tears after interviewing him because he was such a compassionate, great guy, she said. And today, they want to kick him out of the NFL because of this comment that he made. Go to cut 24, please.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. It brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity.
I mean, that's Drew Brees' opinion, and he's been forced to apologize for it because it's not politically correct enough. So there's got to be room on both sides to look and say, okay, I can see why you think that. I just happen to disagree, but that's not possible anymore, at least in one direction.
No, because we're a mob. And, you know, I question why Drew Brees would take that stand, no pun intended, take that stand as to defend the American flag if he wasn't going to stay with it. I mean, I'll say, you know, I'm not saying that Colin Kaepernick is doing it right, but Colin Kaepernick, he stood for something, even if it meant losing everything. That's what Nike's, you know, big commercial. That, yeah. But I mean, to make a statement like that, which in, I mean, how do you disagree with respecting the flag? And I've said this on my show, many times, and I will continue to say it. America is an idea. America isn't something that's on the shelf that you go pick up and take and then you get to have. It's a pursuit. And It's never been perfect. I mean, we kind of happened by accident, by the grace of God, that the United States of America gets to exist and this idea of freedom gets to exist. But it's not like America was born and freedom was just there. You had to fight to attain it. We had to fight to overcome obstacle after obstacle. And there was no point in American history where it was like, yep, there it is. We got it. it's done. I mean, it's a fight that we have to continue to have. And it sounds like from if I have my ear to the ground, like I said, if I practice what I preach and I listen, it sounds to me like we have an issue in this country where some people don't feel like they have as much access to that freedom. And that's a conversation I'm looking forward to having. I feel like there's a lot of politics that's involved in that.
Oh yeah.
And in my opinion, I thought that for me, at least particularly on my show, I didn't want to get into the politics of that this week because, you know, I felt like this was George Floyd's week and yesterday was his memorial service. And out of respect for the people who are looking at that, I wanted to give them that time. But when you consider communities who feel disenfranchised in this country, there are consistencies that exist there. There are also historical circumstances that might have led, you know, disenfranchised communities to be in the position that they are in. But what can we do as a community and as a country to stop it? How do we break the cycle and you know, encourage people to have that same access to that pursuit of happiness? You got the people on the left right now who are trying to point to one side of this country racially and say, these people have something and these people don't. And instead of saying, how do we get the people who don't over to the people to have the opportunities like the people who have, we're just trying to tear down the people who have. And the truth is that if you're white in this country, there are many disenfranchised white communities as well. It's different. It's not the same as being black, and it never will be. But we just have to figure out how to be the solution. We have to figure out how to help one another and pull one another up instead of trying to tear one another down. Yeah,
it's a great point, Annie. And to your point, Appalachia, go visit down there. I mean, the poverty rate is incredible in parts of Appalachia that I visited because I have family members who live there. So you're right. It's a great point. It's, you know, may not be one that everyone wants to hear, but I appreciate you bringing that up. Let me talk COVID real quick.
Is that a thing still?
Is it a thing? I don't know. I mean, look at all these restrictions that are still in place. I don't even know what phase you're in Illinois yet, but I kind of feel
-4.
Thank you. Did you see last week everybody's hair caught on fire because 300 drunks got in a pool at the Lake of the Ozarks over Memorial Day weekend. And this week we had 1,500 people last night gather at the promenade out in Brentwood, and not a word is said about it. So,
well, we did just have that Post-Dispatch article come out yesterday that says there's no new COVID cases from the Ozarks. So where is all the apology from the national media who was shaming the people who are attending the Ozarks party as being like ignorant jerks for doing what they were doing? And Joy Reid called it. She said it like, she was like a human stew. She was like saying that, like pointing out what was taking place. And everybody's like, I would never be there in the first place. Like everybody has to pre-qualify that they wouldn't be in the pool. I've done the same thing. I wouldn't be in the pool. We call it the people. That's probably not accurate. But I mean, I told my producer, Katie, I said, when we were talking about that last week, I said, mark on the calendar 2 weeks from now when we are at the place where we should see the outbreak from this all of the selfish people who decided to break free and have a good time in the Ozarks. Remind us in 2 weeks to talk about this if there's no story. Because if there's no story, that's a huge story.
Sure it is.
If all of those Ozarks travelers didn't, you know, selfishly infect basically the entire state of Missouri, and I still contest that probably the majority of them were trying to escape Illinois, so it's probably over here as much as anything, that if we don't have a massive outbreak, then what in the world have we been doing? These businesses open, and I am going to church on Sunday.
There were reports of Illinois license plates down there. Randy Tobler told me yesterday, as a doctor, I'll tell you what happened. Chlorine kills COVID, and there was probably enough alcohol in the rest of their system to kill anything else that was in there. So
now we know. I'm going on vacation.
Tape. We're all going to go get drunk and get in a pool. That's it.
It's science.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great week. The Annie Fry Show, of course, today, noon to 3. And like her page there on Facebook and follow them every day. Fantastic. All right, quick break here. Jeff Rohrt is coming up. St. Louis Police Officers Association, calling for no confidence in the St. Louis police chief. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I was accused of letting every single person go who the St. Louis Police Department arrested for looting and rioting. To be clear, as of right now, the police department brought to my office a group of eight individuals involving stealing for prosecution. We need the police to bring admissible evidence to charge. My office cannot issue any case when there is not admissible evidence, point blank. And if we do issue a case when there is not admissible evidence, that is unethical. And I was assured by the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department that when they have the required admissible evidence, they will bring these cases to my office for prosecution.
That is Kim Gardner explaining why she says Eric Schmidt was wrong about her dropping charges against all of the looters and everything brought into her office.
So, you know, if you catch somebody throwing a rock, you catch somebody looting a business,
you've got you catch them red-handed. You see them hanging outside of the, you know, or somebody witnesses them taking part in an arson. Why should we believe the police officers investigating these cases did anything wrong or more wrong this time than they would under a normal arrest? But Kim Gardner wants you to believe that that's what happened here, that every single case brought to her was insufficient. That is maddening to me. Other problems are going on right now. Let me get to Jeff Rorta, of course, with the St. Louis Police Officers Association. We've got him on the phone this morning. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate that. You know, you issued a letter the other day saying that your officers have lost faith in the newest police chief there in the city, John Hayden.
Yeah, Mark, you know, it's a signal flare. You know, we're asking for help. But, I mean, this isn't about John Hayden. This is about getting the resources, support, and leadership we need to keep our officers and the public safe.
Well, in the face of all this, you've got some of the protesters across the country calling for defunding police departments. This is utter madness.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness they don't have any reasonable demands. I mean, they just look silly. I mean, here, let's talk about, you know, what happened in this particular incident. The officer directly responsible is charged with murder. The three officers are there, criminally charged. And here in St. Louis, it can't happen. We don't teach this neck restraint or any neck restraints. We don't allow it under our rules. So why are we trying to kill police officers, and why isn't our leadership making sure that our officers are safe when they're on the protest line?
Jeff, specifically in your letter, you made reference to the fact that that officers on the department didn't feel that the chief prepared adequately for the type of violence and riots that we saw in downtown St. Louis. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, he accused me of Monday morning quarterbacking, you know, taking a page out of the Kim Gardner playbook and blaming everybody else for your shortcomings. But, I mean, this wasn't Monday morning quarterbacking. This was Friday morning quarterbacking. We were on the phone with city leaders on Friday saying, you've got to do something. There's no plan. You know, look what's happening in other cities. It's clear this is coming our way. It's unheard of for us not to have an operational plan. It's unheard of not to have the logistical support that you need to put boots on the ground. I mean, it's not like we didn't sound the alarm. It's not like we didn't work with commanders to try to make this a safer situation. But our warnings fell on deaf ears, and it's one of those situations where you hate to say I told you so, because the outcome is terrible.
Right. Well, you know, I talked to some officers who I've known for many years, and they're disgusted beyond what you just described with the fact that the circuit attorney's office has just laid down and rolled over and given up. And I don't even know how you go about your job every day as an officer in the city if you have no confidence that anything you do is going to get the backing of Kim Gardner.
Well, I mean, she's made herself into a nonentity. People know that if they're looking for justice, they've come to the wrong place with Kim Gardner. I mean, thank God for our U.S. Attorney, Jeff Jensen. I mean, that guy and his office have been a stud. They've prosecuted, at last count, about 800 gun cases and other serious crimes that are under federal jurisdiction. And, they're helping us take guns out of the hands of not law-abiding citizens, of violent criminals who are using them violently and are, convicted felons. And, this city would be a smoldering pile of ash if it weren't for the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. Where do we go from here? What's going to go on in the city? Have you gotten the necessary support from the National Guard? Do you feel like your police officers are getting that kind of support at least?
Well, we're thrilled with Governor Parson. You know, we asked in our letter Tuesday for reinforcements, basically. You know, and he sent the National Guard, and I can't go into real numbers because I don't, those are operational specific details, but he sent them. He's called up, this is public. He's called up 1,000 National Guardsmen, activated 1,000 National Guardsmen, and we are going to get an increasing contingent up to a number that we're very happy with. He sent us state highway patrolmen, and armored vehicles to protect us. We had very few Bearcats out there Monday night, and we need those armored vehicles to hide behind. Our officers were hiding behind mailboxes and dumpsters, just diving for cover as they were, fired at, multiple times, hundreds of times. And I mean, it's really kind of a miracle that we only had four police officers hit, and then just a tragedy that a sweet guy like Captain Dave Dorn would be shot like a dog in the street and left for dead as he was.
I was encouraged yesterday that there was a march in memory of David Dorn. I was discouraged at how small the crowd was compared to some of the protest crowds we saw yesterday.
Well, I mean, this is a protest in the name of ending violence against African-Americans. And I think that should include everybody, including a sweet man like Dave Dorn, who emblemized what they're asking for. here's a guy who would never tolerate police brutality against anybody, including black people, a guy who, you know, lived his life and did his job exactly as these protesters say police should. And in his last moments, instead of drawing his gun and shooting a looter, he stood there on the street and tried to reason with a kid who just shot him dead in cold blood.
I hope they get some justice for him. Jeff Rorta, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Jeff Rorta, St. Louis Police Officers Association. Some good words there about David Dorn. I'm glad we were able to talk about the kind of man he was, because I think that's important in the scope of all this. Let me get to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to our small business showcase. I've got J.J. Carafano at 8:10, Senator Andrew Koenig at 8:20. Do you believe in mail-in balloting? The governor signed the bill yesterday that will allow a version of that in August and November. What do you think about it? We're going to get to all of that coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Think of how quickly time has gone by. Have you heard the name Jeffrey Epstein recently? Honestly, it's like it never happened. There's a new book out on what went down with all that. And we're going to talk to one of the authors, Alana Goodman, coming up at about 8:35 this morning. And there's some juicy tidbits in there about, among other people, remember Bill Clinton? He's featured prominently in this book. So we'll get to Alana coming up at about 8:35 on that.
Is there a Netflix show with him now, or a documentary or something?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but there is.
Okay.
All we know for sure is that just like your Christmas decorations, he didn't hang himself.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm fine with that hashtag not coming back.
Yes.
I can stay at the beginning of 2020, this abysmal year that we've had so far.
We'll get to it coming up. Right now, let's get to the Small Business Showcase, please.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show Small Business Showcase, sponsored by Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning, making your family's comfort our family's business.
Diane Boyer joining us this morning from the Donut Experiment in St. Charles, and just the name of it makes my mouth water. Diane, good morning to you.
Good morning, and happy National Donut Day.
It is National Donut
Yay,
Day.
Yay, National
Imagine
Donut
that.
Day.
Isn't that awesome?
Whee!
That's
we
a big so. Day. That's a big day in the donut business. But with your business, you know, we did this small business showcase to let business owners come on here and tell us how they're managing to get through this COVID thing with stay at home and businesses closing. You guys were just a few months open when all this started, right?
Correct. Yes. Perfect timing, right?
Yeah. So give me an idea how that went down.
Yeah. So we were open, like you said, for about a month and a half, and we had to close. I mean, business had just dried up with, you know, no one was going out. So we closed up and we were weekends only for quite a bit. And we did begin doing some deliveries. So we're doing neighborhood deliveries where you can pre-order for your neighborhood. And those have been going great because everyone is at home. And that way you can still have a sense of community and have something fun and something to look forward to. So those have been doing really, really well on the weekends. We're extending those into the week as well. So that's helped out a lot. And it's really fun to get out in the community and see everyone. I really enjoy doing them. And it's been very well received. So that's been a great thing. And we're going to continue those throughout the fall.
Well, that's great.
So it's something that, you know, adding on. Yeah.
What sets your donut experiment apart? What caused you to start this business? What makes people want to walk in the door?
So we are unlike any other donut place here. So we are fresh made to order. We do not come in at 1 o'clock in the morning and start making the donuts. We make them fresh all day long. and it's a donut lab. So you come in when we can be open again. You come in and we have order forms that you fill out and you create your own formula. So you become these little donut scientists and you create your own formula. You pick your own icings. We have 6 icings you can choose from. And then we have over a dozen toppings. You pick what you want. We have some drizzles you can choose from. So you make your own creation. You could do a maple bacon. You could do a sriracha. You could do a caramel sea salt. Right now we have, we're featuring special donuts each biweekly. We're doing them right now is a margarita donut. So in that is our glazed donut with a sea salt and key lime drizzle.
Oh, nice.
Sold right there.
Yep.
So tell people, Diane, in the time we have left here, how they can get a hold of you and how they can try some donut experiment donuts during all this.
Sure. You can find us on Facebook at the Donut Experiment St. Charles. You can also call us at 636-493-6688, or easier to remember, at 636-49-DONUT.
Right.
You can also find us at thedonutexperiment.com, and we are also on Instagram.
Excellent. Diane Boyer, happy National Donut Day.
You too. Come on in and get some donuts. We are open for curbside. We're open 5 days a week right now, so we're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Outstanding. We appreciate you. Thank you. Diane Boyer, the Donut Experiment St. Charles. We're back with J.J. Carafano. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.